the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church, led by their president, we came to share with M23 about our project to make a social path for the peace and together with our neighbors. So we came to explain that luxury crisis can find a solution with the war. So we want the implication of everyone to sit down together, to build peace together without fighting, without killing people.
Bishop, the M23, how did they receive your message?
They received us very, very good. They explained us the reason of their fighting, but I'm not their speaker to tell that. The most important is that they are open of this initiative. So they promised to send us their condition to participate in this initiative.
Do you plan also to meet with the DRC government?
Before we begin with the meeting, our President Felix Tshisekedi, he explained to him this project. He appreciated it. And you have also to meet the other president in the region, the president of Kenya, the president of Rwanda, the president of Angola, the president of Congo, the president of Burundi. In our planning, we want to meet them because the solution of in this case is inside the country and outside the country. So we appreciate the initiative around Nairobi and Rwanda, but as Congolese, we have to systematize a lot of things between us.
What do you say, Bishop, to some people who said, if you want peace, you have to make sure it's bring in Rwanda and the DRC governments instead of talking just with the M23, because they believe that M23 is backed by Rwanda?
Let's I tell you, there is the revendication that don't concern Rwanda. There are the revendications that concern Rwanda. So we have the double level, national level and the regional level. So we want to join two levels to find solution.
You said you met with President Tshisekedi, is that right? How did President Tshisekedi receive your message? Did he welcome your initiative?
Yes, he said that it is welcome. It is a good thing. Recommended us to meet also the other president who are working for the same goal.